Sunny 101.9, Taylor Swift and Lavender Haze. It is 8:09. It is a Monday morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and continuing on the program with me in the studio now is Kristen Beth Ludwig, who is the director and choreographer of Cabaret, which is hitting the stage at Northern Michigan University, and also Jill Grunstrom, who is artistic director of NMU Theater and Dance. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's get right into it. Kristen, Cabaret. This is one of the probably best known, best loved pieces, productions, works out there. Let's talk a little bit about this particular show. What's happening?
Sure. So for anyone who doesn't know the storyline, it opens with a master of ceremonies who welcomes the audience into this seedy underground club called the Kit Kat Club. And then throughout the show, we follow Cliff, who's an American novelist who has come to Berlin to try to find inspiration for his next novel. And he meets Sally Bowles, who's a nightclub singer who works at the club, who's very mysterious and fascinating. And all of these other characters, including his landlady, Fräulein Schneider, and you know, other people who live in his building, and it all takes place, all of these wonderful songs, you know, Cabaret, Don't Tell Mama, Mein Herr, Willkommen, and all of that takes place with this undercurrent of the rise of the Third Reich in Germany.
And it's important to remember that that is sort of the timeline of this, is just as things are brewing in Germany that we know became what we know in as World War II.
Yes.
I want to ask you this. With a show like this that a lot of people know, not only the show, but even the movie version and all of that, how do you, when you direct this, how do you kind of look at that and go, all right, how do we do this our way without necessarily going down those routes, but still giving the audience, I guess, kind of what they expect to see and hear?
Sure, sure. So I've taken a lot of inspiration from the movie, from Bob Fosse's direction and choreography, and also the 1998 revival starring Alan Cumming and Natasha Richardson, which is the version of the script that we are using. You know, that was the one that came out when I was really coming into, you know, getting ready to move to New York as a, you know, college graduate. So that really has stuck in my mind. So paying homage to those without stealing from them, so still giving the audience what they want.
Exactly.
And our designers have done a really incredible job of making this show their own and not trying to make it the movie or make it that 98 revival or even the current revival that's on Broadway. We're very fortunate to have the rights to do Cabaret when it is currently running on Broadway right now.
That is something. Jill Grunstrom also here with us, artistic director of NMU Theater and Dance. Why is it important to put a show like Cabaret on this stage?
I think it provides a lot of unique opportunities, one of which was to bring a live pit into our fall musical space. So not only have we done that, we actually have Kristen's brother-in-law, Matt Ludwig, now that he is retired from teaching.
Yes, the retirement
conducting,
life.
Yes, the retirement life where he did not retire at all. actually, in fact, I think we took like all of the MSHS retirees because we have both of the Jans as well. But it's provided a lot of great design opportunities. We have this gorgeous pit there actually on stage with the show for the entire time, which is something that is unique for our student sound designers
That's
to work
be
with.
Quite an atmosphere that builds
it
to have
really
the performers.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And scenically, actually, the stage comes out into the audience. So we've actually taken out a few of our seats. So it's given our students an opportunity, I think, to connect a little bit more into this world of the audience and the Kit Kat Club and find characters in a different way.
I'm Walt Lindela in the studio this morning with Kristen Beth Ludwig, who is the director and choreographer of Cabaret, which is taking to the stage at NMU a little bit later this week. Also, Jill Grunstrom is here, artistic director of NMU Theater and Dance. Kristen, let's get right into, again, this is Cabaret. This is a very well-known story. This is a very popular movie, a popular stage production, and it's important to remember that this has got some serious subject matters in it, so this might not be for everybody.
No, yeah, it's definitely for a mature audience, and you know, our students have worked really hard dealing with the subject matter of this show, you know, to give a couple of quote-unquote trigger warnings. You know, we are dealing with anti-Semitism, we're dealing with the rise of Nazism, we're dealing with drug use, sexual exploitation, homosexuality, homophobia. So there are a lot of really really hard themes here, right. Really difficult themes for our students to
all
deal with.
All wrapped up in a great musical.
All wrapped up in a great musical.
That's the joy of it, though. But this is a classic story. It's pretty well known, but it is an opportunity for the students to take on these roles. How has that been directing them?
You know, they've really done an amazing job. We've tried to be very conscious with how we approach these things. And what's been really fascinating is watching them as we do some of the scenes, as we get closer and closer to the end of the play, doing the scenes and having them go, oh, wow, you could say this today. And mm-hmm. and me going, yep, that's mm-hmm. why we chose this musical.
I think that's why the piece, the work itself resonates even to this day, having been set many years ago, but mm-hmm. having a good run. Jill Grunstrom here also. What is the run? What is the ticket information that people need to know and such?
Sure. So we open this Thursday evening, and it will run this weekend and next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We have matinees on both Saturdays now. So the first Saturday, which is October 5th, will be our Theater for All matinee. And we do actually have a talk back after that matinee as well that's being hosted by our Wildcat Performing Arts Academy. And then the second Saturday matinee will be a run-of-the-mill matinee. Okay. So we're excited to be back to two Saturday matinees. And we do also have something a little different for this show, because we are, in fact, in the Kit Kat Club. We do actually have onstage seating available during the performance. And if that is something that you are interested in, you can reach out to our producer, Bill Dignite, to ask about that.
The general ticket information and general place to get them is where?
Yes. So the ticketing office has moved back into the Barrie Events Center. Mm-hmm. So you can visit them in person, or you can go to tickets.nmu.edu, of course.
And of course, Kristen, the run again is when?
The run is October 3rd through the 5th and 10th through the 12th. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week.
7:30
p.m. evening shows, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then those 1 o'clock Saturday matinees both weeks.
That is Kristen Beth Ludwig, who is director and choreographer of Cabaret, taking to the stage at the Forrest Roberts Theater later this week at NMU. Also, Jill Grunstrom with me, artistic director, NMU Theater and Dance. Thanks for your time this morning, and break a leg.
Thanks so much.
Having us.
All right. If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.